To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your RM World Travel Connection, and it's time for the 22nd installment of our Destination Spotlight series, located in the fourth state in our nation, also known as the Peach State. Before we take you to the coastal Georgia city of Savannah, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Well, every traveler needs a companion, right, Robert?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, whether it's the Platinum Collection that we travel with, the Max Light series that Rudy enjoys, or their Crew Collection and Executive Choice options, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, and you will do none better than Travel Pro.
Travel Pro created the Rollerboard Wheeled Luggage, and they're the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. If you're in the market for new luggage or you're looking for a perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. You can check them out at TravelPro.com for all their retailers, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
And now we're headed to Savannah, Georgia to welcome in the president of Visit Savannah, Joe Marinelli.
Hello, Joe. Nice to meet you via the phone. Welcome to the show and our Destination Spotlight on Savannah.
Well, thank you. It's a neat opportunity to be with you this morning, and thanks for being interested in Savannah.
Well, it's a part of the country that we've enjoyed our time there. And listen, you know, Savannah, it's a beautiful coastal city. Mary and I, we really have enjoyed our time when we've been there. And for folks listening around the country, you know, it's about 250 miles east of Atlanta, about 140 miles north of Jacksonville, maybe 100 miles or so from Charleston. It's actually really close to Hilton Head. I think you're about 30 miles, and the airport serves both destinations. But for folks who listening right now who maybe have never been to Savannah, share with us some of the things that makes the area special and why it's popular for travelers to come visit.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. It's we like to joke that there are two kinds of people in the world, those that have been to Savannah and can't wait to get back, and those that have never been here and are excited about visiting one day. You know, as you just said, it's almost three destinations in one. Just across the South Carolina border is Hilton Head, about 45 minutes away, which is a wonderful golf resort type of vacation destination. But Savannah really truly acts as the ideal getaway destination, really a perfect 3 to 4 day getaway destination that, you have your choice of lodging options, from the big brand name hotels to wonderful historic inns, charming bed and breakfast, a lot of vacation rentals throughout the historic district, some of the best dining experiences. We call it coastal cuisine. As Mary said a few minutes ago, you know, just being on the coast, we have a lot of sea-to-table and farm-to-table dining experiences throughout the city. And the overall, you know, offering of tours and museums and attractions is really something to behold. I mean, historic tours, architectural tours, food tours, haunted tours, we really have it all. So, you know, whether you're planning to spend 3 or 4 days as a getaway destination in Savannah, or maybe spending 5, 6, or 7 days in our beach city, which is Tybee Island, which is about 12 miles down the road, you really have the best of both worlds.
Joe, you mentioned a lot of things that resonate with me when I think of Savannah, the architecture, distinctive architecture, the history. I think of the manicured parks and all that beautiful Spanish moss. I know you've lived in other areas of the country and you've been in Savannah for about 11 years. What are one or two things that you just absolutely loved when you first moved to the area that still remain a favorite of yours today?
That's such a great question. You know, I love answering the question, what's my favorite thing? And mm-hmm. And I think it's the people. People here really have adopted that whole Southern hospitality mentality. And I liken it to the sunshine. I mean, the local residents here, as well as other visitors in town, they're all in a good mood. People enjoy interacting with people here. And I think the sunshine has an awful lot to do with that. But, the people are warm and friendly, and the food is awfully good here. So,
what's the name of that? Is there a restaurant we've been to? It's Pink something or another, that with fried chicken. It's like great.
Yeah, the old Pink House.
That's the old Pink House. Okay.
You know, for all of us that travel, when you go to a city for the first time, you always want to go, what's that iconic restaurant that we need to go to on the first night? And the old Pink House is exactly that. You know, in an old mansion where, you know, the white Savannah brick has transformed.
Oh, absolutely. It is distinctive to the area. All right, two quick things. First, one thing I'm going to make a comment on, folks. Savannah is also a place that we like because you can just ditch the car and you can walk pretty much everywhere. You know, you can't walk to Tybee Island, but other than that, you're pretty much good to go. So we always like to ask Joe folks that come on for the Destination Spotlight to give us a quick fact or two that would surprise most people about the area. So you've got 30 seconds or so left, and what would you say that is?
I think the unexpected experience is the level of the quality of restaurant and shopping experience throughout the city. In our tours and attractions, we recently opened up the American Prohibition Museum, the only museum in the country that's dedicated to the story of Prohibition in America, which really is spectacular.
Okay.
But, you know, just the charm of 22 beautiful park-like squares located throughout that walking experience that you talked about really makes it special. You don't need a car.
We're going to leave it there. That is true. Yeah. You do not need the car. And, folks, I want to just say this. If you're interested in going, it's visitsavannah.com. Joe, appreciated your time, and have a nice weekend, okay?
Well, thank you again for your interest.
Thanks. Care, Joe.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I love Savannah, Mary. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you're enjoying this show series, you can find all of the places we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. Go pick one and go enjoy it and let us know what your experience was there. That's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We still have another hour coming up next. After these messages, Mary and Rudy and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.